Last month, Prague hosted a major international conference on the crimes committed by the communist regimes of Central and Eastern Europe. Delegates from both sides of the former Iron Curtain discussed their research into atrocities that in many cases had been swept under the carpet for decades. To give a couple of examples, how many Europeans today remember that up to 130,000 people were executed in the Yugoslav Republic of Slovenia alone in the aftermath of World War II? Or that in Romania, hundreds of opponents of the Stalinist regime were shot by the Securitate and buried in unmarked mass graves between 1948 and 1952?
I'm Raluca Grosescu, and I'm the head of the documentation office within the Institute for the Investigation of Communist Crimes in Romania.
Raluca Grosescu points out that the work of Romania's Institute for the Investigation of Communist Crimes has involved a great deal more than just sifting through archives.
What we had as a very important mission was to dig for common graves and to write the history of those groups which were never exhumated before the creation of our institute.
So this is quite literally digging in graves and finding out who it was who was murdered and when and how.
And by who.
And you've had success in that.
Yes, in fact, we found over 100 bodies in common graves. Okay, so we had a lot of success, and I believe that this was very important for the families, because the families of these victims didn't know where their relatives were buried and what happened to them.
A common pattern emerges throughout the former Eastern Bloc, especially in the first years after World War II, of crimes on a huge scale, whose perpetrators, almost without exception, have never been brought to justice, even 20 years after the fall of communism. In the case of Romania, Raluca Grosescu sees four main reasons for this.
First of all is the lack of the political interests of the Romanian political elites in order to come to terms with the past.
And that's because of their own communist past, isn't it?
Yes, because in fact most of the communist political parties were created by former nomenclatura members, and because they were still on power, and they are still on power. The second reason is the fact that the prosecutors in charge with these files come from the old system, and in fact they are supposed to judge their colleagues or the system who formed them. The third reason is the lack of an important mobilization of the civil society, because the Romanian civil society is a weak one. And the fourth is the ignorance of the international law.
To a greater or lesser extent, there is a similar story in many of the former Eastern Bloc countries. Unlike in the aftermath of World War II, there has been little international coordination to deal systematically and consistently with the crimes committed by communist states against their own citizens. With EU expansion, this is no longer a matter that Western Europe can ignore. But the lack of broad public awareness in the old EU countries of what happened behind the Iron Curtain is striking. Recent research in Sweden showed that while most teenagers were well informed about the horrors of World War II, few had even heard of the Soviet gulags. This is how the Latvian MEP and former dissident Sandra Kalniete summed up the key issue confronted by the conference.
The task really is to reunite European history, because it is not enough that Europe is reunited politically and economically. We have to reunite our consciousness.
And at this point, Sandra Kalniete argues, it is important for European Union institutions to become involved.
It is also a task of Europeans to create the instruments and institutions to raise that knowledge. And one of the most important part of that process is to allocate sufficient financial resources. We are having few programs now, but I remember the fight for the program on the remembrance of totalitarian regimes, on the insistence of ministers of culture from Baltic states. Finally, it was also attributed to Stalinism.
And where does the resistance come from?
First of all, for Western Europe, what happened behind Iron Curtain is something of the past, which happened long ago. Second, there is a part of ideology in socialist parties which could be revised. There could be need of that. And then, of course, there is a very powerful factor, which is Russia itself. Probably you heard that Russian Duma is discussing the law which criminalizes any person having different view on the consequences of the Second World War in Europe. What is also important, that political elites in new member states, partly at least, still are coming from that background.
It has proved surprisingly difficult to get the question of the communist past onto the European political agenda, and still harder to reach consensus. In 2005, the European Parliament passed a resolution to mark the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II, and at the time a group of Central and Eastern European MEPs tried to persuade their parliamentary colleagues to include a paragraph pointing out that the war also led to the crimes of communism in Central and Eastern Europe. One of its initiators was Jana Hibáškova from the Czech Republic.
In 2005, this paragraph was not voted through, and there was a very strong opposition from members of parliament from Western Europe.
Why?
And this was kind of a ring of a bell which rang, because we thought, well, we are now one Europe, we live together, and so Europe unfortunately has to admit that communism was not kind of an exotic issue of Easterners coming somewhere from Asia, but unfortunately this drastical part is a common part of our common unified European history.
Eventually, in 2009, a resolution was passed in the European Parliament entitled European Conscience and Totalitarianism, which stated, "There can be no reconciliation without truth and remembrance." This was then approved by the Council of Ministers. But for many at the Prague conference, this was not enough. Raluca Grosescu.
I believe that we have to fight in order to find legal solutions, to consider communist crimes as crimes against humanity, and to judge these crimes in order to give a message to the further generation that this thing doesn't happen again.
Jana Hibáškova shares this view. She calls for what she describes as a moral tribunal, a kind of European court for the crimes of communism.
What we try to do is to find enough of political will to call for commission of lawyers or for kind of a moral tribunal which can decide that communism is crime against humanity. Of course, we cannot use usual international legal way, which is United Nations organization, since China and Russia will not, of course, allow for any international tribunal court deciding upon communism.
And so are you actually talking about bringing specific perpetrators to justice?
Yes, definitely.
In a concluding statement at the Prague conference, delegates expressed their support for such a tribunal. However, the chances of it becoming reality in the near future are virtually zero. But what is clear from conferences like this one is that the legacy of communism is at last being seen as a pan-European issue that should not and cannot be swept under the carpet. As one of the delegates pointed out, only the victims themselves have the right to forgive and forget. Talking